Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, February 16, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
Lord God, in heaven, we welcome all of our guests. Thank you for the invite. Please forgive us for the invite.
Please join me. Let me introduce the flag of the United States of America and the Republic of the Sun. And our nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and accepting a donation from the Young Men's Business League for repair costs for the 2,000 amp breaker at Ford Park in the amount of $4,985.48 plus any additional freight charges. The repair will include cleaning and retorquing the connections, replacing the electronic rating board, plug and associated parts, reprogramming the breaker, and load testing the breaker prior to returning it to the facility. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have one item, which is regular county bills, check numbers 417276 through 417586. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, we have two items. Item A is receive and file law enforcement agency executive order 13688, controlled property request authorization for federal fiscal year 2016. And item B is consider and possibly approve receive and file a property tax agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Seahawk Landing LLC pursuant to section 312.401 of Texas Tax Code. Do I have a motion on those items?
Moved
by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion?
Judge, if you don't mind, the Seahawks, the black boys, the black companies,
if you'll come over here, Mr. Ackberry. Questions, Commissioner?
No, Judge, I appreciate it, Mr. Ackberry. I just want to make sure that South County and some of the citizens understand the development of downtown hinges on that college, and Mr. Ackberry and his, they won the bid. I mean, it wasn't given to them. They won the bid, and this collaboration by this court as well as a commitment to South County by yourself, Judge, and the court to try and be part of that redevelopment of the downtown of Port Arthur. And, you know, sometimes it's misconstrued down in South County that we don't do anything for South County, but this court, this abatement affects the entire county, but it affects Port Arthur proper. So thank you, Mr. Ackberry, and I just wanted to make sure people understood it as well.
I thank you, Mr. Ackberry, but want to make clear that this court has not, during the last 20 years since Chapter 381 and Chapter 312 of the Texas Tax Code have allowed local governments to incentivize the economic expansion. This board has never incentivized any commercial or multifamily project. This is a highly unusual set of circumstances, only because it's in conjunction with an institution of higher education. Otherwise, we don't do that, so I want that to be a clear message to the community that this is a very unique set of circumstances that is unlikely to repeat itself unless, of course, it's in the right.
Yeah. So, Judge, thank you for making those comments. I had some concerns about that, as I had shared earlier, but I do appreciate that. And understanding the consequence of helping the city of Port Arthur reinvesting and revitalizing, trying to get the right word, their downtown efforts to house the students there is the only reason I'm actually moving. We will vote for this. The only other question I had, is the university property itself actually, is it taxable in the property tax rate? I thought it was like a public entity.
Oh, it's going to be tax exempt, isn't it, Patrick?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what type of tax abatement will we actually give?
It's a 5-year abatement that will expire, and the improvement will be taxed following the expiration of the abatement period. And as I said, this was initially brought to my attention by Dr. Monroe and Dr. Renard and Commissioner Senegal also. We were visited because in the absence of this incentivization, there were not any interest by the commercial property multifamily industry in pursuing it. And it was something that was much needed down there. So I'd say this is a very rare bird to be in this.
That's Judge, Commissioners, echoing some of your comments, Judge. Obviously, we want to do all we can to help our higher learning institutions. And this is one example of that. I would just caution the court that with all abatements that come before us, doing our due diligence, and I'm assuming all of this has been vetted, and making sure that we've dotted our I's and crossed our T's. I just want to make sure that those that may be listening know that this is reiterating what Judge said. This is extenuating circumstances and liable, as I understand it, from the hopefully of one of them.
Judge, I want to say this. He and all my colleagues talk. This court has been proactive in everything that would potentially build our county and bring in jobs and opportunities. And we look at things wholeheartedly to benefit the people of Jefferson County. And I think this is what Project will, and that's why I said if projects that pursue itself after this will benefit the people of Jefferson County, we must look at it, because our jobs are to make sure we grow this county and grow it in a very productive way. That's where I stand in looking at any project that's come before.
Right. And Commissioner, those are good points. I just want the court to be prepared that, it may come a time that we've got to say no to some of this if other people approach and they don't meet the certain criteria. And this obviously does, and that's why I support it, because it is for a higher education institution, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and that's mainly, I don't want to plug West Gates open either, Commissioner Judge, and I totally echo what you're saying. Lamar State College is one of the premier institutions in South County, other than Lamar University, which I graduated from. And I think a lot of people, I drive past there every day, and I understand those kids have to be bused for their apartments, and this is just going to help a lot. And I understand we've never done it before, and being a young court, and I think Commissioner Arnold's about the only one 80 years old, And being a young cook, we're setting the path that we are going to look at each. So you're blessed today.
I will assure the members of the court that we have received numerous calls over the last several years inquiring about multifamily, and the answer's always been that our policy will not allow it,
right, and
we have never even brought it to the court. So this is a very unique set of circumstances, and there should not be any other ones.
Right.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Ackberry. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file an investment schedule for January 2016, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? Yeah, I will tell you that I note, Mr. Funches, that what we were down at about 27 basis points a couple of years ago. Now we're up on overall the 1.468%, I think, and we're beating the Treasury bills on our demand account. So we're not setting the world on fire, but we're doing a lot better than we were. What's the maturity on that 2%? Very good. Well, thank you so much. I don't expect the interest rate environment to change dramatically, so we're doing well, all things considered. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under engineering, we have one item to execute, receive, and file utility permits to AT&T for the placement and bore of a fiber optic cable on Smith Road. The fiber optic cable will begin at the corner of Smith Road and Highway 124 and placed along and with the right-of-way of Smith Road and Industrial Road and ending at 6817 Industrial Road, and that's located in precinct number 4. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and hopefully they'll bury it at the depth they're supposed to. Under risk management, which we have one item, is to receive and file the 2016 brokerage service agreement with McGriff, Siebels, and Williams. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, we have one item A to receive and file an interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont for the sharing of resources and costs for the implementation of a computer-aided dispatch system at the Sheriff's Dispatch Office. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? It was budgeted, and I think there is some grant. Who is here? Let's see. $60,000 from regional planning.
It's only a grant that doesn't pay for the whole thing. This is, I guess, my concern, the motion of time that we're not going to fund it. Things that
show. So, this is where I want to go.
you have a question about that, because the second sentence is taken, and that's the first edition of the statute.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under district attorney, I'll take item B first, which is consider and possibly approve a resolution to approve Jefferson County District Attorney's Office annual grant application for Violence Against Women Act funding from the Criminal Justice Division of the Governor's Office, grant number 13466-19. Do we have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under district attorney, we have one item immediately following Commissioner's Court, the announcement of a closed session pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 551.071 for the purpose of receiving information regarding matters that may require litigation from the county attorney. So at this time, we will adjourn out of regular session and go into closed session. I thank all of you ladies and gentlemen for being here. Is there anything that any member of the Commissioner's Court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I want to remind the public that this crucial time of the year is here, where everybody vote count, one vote count. So if you don't mind, please, please cast your vote. Early voting starts today.
Vote early and often.
Thank you very much.